Simon & Schuster Audio presents Blood Like Magic by Lizelle Sambury. Read by Jonice Abbott Pratt. Author's note. As much as this novel is set in the future, it also discusses the past and is still affected by topics that permeate our present. Some of these discussions, while important, can be triggering. And as such, it's vital to me that you're aware of these topics before listening. Content warnings. Whipping scene within the context of slavery. Gun police violence. Discussion of and character with an eating disorder. Blood, gore, violence, death, substance abuse, addiction, mentions of child neglect. Chapter 1. There's something about lounging in a bath of blood that makes me want to stay until my fingers shrivel enough to show the outlines of my bones. My toes peek out of the thick ruby ripples. Slick drops slide off my fingers and splash with an echo in the tub, like spicy pone batter dripping off a mixing spoon. Sorry to stop your waxing poetic, but you need to get out of the tub. My cousin Case slouches against the doorframe of our bathroom. The toilet is so close to the bathtub that you have to prop your feet on the ledge when you pee. She blows a breath out of her nose and crosses her arms. The powder blue robe she's wearing is embroidered with a K for Keisha. Our oldest cousin, Alex, made one for everyone in the family last Christmas. My canary yellow robe with a V for Voya is hanging up in my room. "Don't call me Keisha, even in your head," she says, casually reading the thought off the top of my mind. "Sorry." Even a year after Case got her mind-reading gift, I still sometimes forget that she has it. Granny used to say that Keishas were bad. To fry Granny's battery, Auntie Mays gave the name to both her twin girls. Case, as she insists on being called, is pronounced Case. Like something you put glasses into, instead of the more natural quiche, which sounds like a delicious egg and spinach tart. I figured this is a way for my cousin to differentiate herself even more from her sister, who she's clashed with since birth on account of their shared name. My cousin clenches her jaw. Keisha is annoying and obsessed with her feed and dating. That's why we clash. Taking those pictures.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?